The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, and even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last night, as I was preparing for this sermon, I had read the Gospel before I read the second and the first readings. The Pharisee was too centered on himself. It's obvious. I am not like the rest of humanity. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my whole income. And then I went on to read the second reading, and its first part made me pause. St. Paul said, I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And I was starting to think that St. Paul was like the Pharisee in the gospel because it was all about I. But after all, Paul was a Pharisee himself back in the day when he was still called Saul. And you know, today when we hear the term Pharisee, we automatically judge these poor guys and think of them as the self-righteous, proud, goody-two-shoes of the gospels. There's a lot of negativity attached to them, but really, they weren't really that bad. They observed the laws of their religion, and there is nothing intrinsically wrong with observing laws. We Catholics do it all the time, huh? So what was the matter with this particular Pharisee of the gospel today? What was his fault? His problem was that he thought he could do it all without God. And that's the difference between him and St. Paul. Because as I continued reading the second reading, I was relieved when I read St. Paul saying, but the Lord stood by me and gave me strength. He knew it was not all about him. It was about God and him. St. Paul was aware of the presence and action of God in his life. You know, in the past, I've spoken before of consumerism and how this mentality is pervading our society today. We consume, and we consume some more so as to appease the appetites and the wrath of the constantly hungry me, myself, and I. In the consumeristic realm, the relative reality of the individual person is centered on I, what I have done, what I will do, and what I can get out of everyone else, including, if I have faith, God. Opposed to this secular mindset of consumption is the Christian experience of sacrifice, centered not on me, myself, and I, but you. You with a capital Y for God, and you with a lowercase y for our neighbor. This Pharisee in the gospel today suffers from a condition that can be diagnosed as paralysis of the soul. This is what happens when a soul is too turned in on itself and only focuses on itself and its own powers and fails to realize that it owes its existence to a God who loved it into being. In fact, the Pharisee in the gospel today is so turned into himself that, as Jesus says, the Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer not to God, but to himself. He was not praying to God, but he was babbling to himself to make himself look good and feel righteous. He was consuming himself, his own ego, to feed his own ego. His faith and his prayer were completely about him. You know, imagine me during the Mass singing, through me, with me, in me, in the unity of me, all glory and honor to me, forever and ever. Ami. So how are we to pray? St. Augustine puts it bluntly when he says, man is a beggar for God. Prayer helps us to realize how dependent we are of God. It opens ourselves to God. It makes us more aware of God's presence and action in our lives, and it empowers us to respond to God in love. There's nothing wrong with a soul turning into itself and knowing itself. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas recommends this. He calls it introspection. But we cannot remain in ourselves. As Pope Francis has always often said, we must go out of ourselves and be Christians of encounter. The Pharisee, because he was so consumed by his own self, was so focused on his relatively awesome deeds. He went away more full of himself than anything else, and he was worse off than before. The tax collector, on the other hand, yes, he was a sinful man, but he realized what awesome things God could do for him, and so he went away justified, a changed person. And so what's the point in all this? The point is, pray. But make sure your prayer is based not on what you have done or will do for God, but on all the awesome things that God has done and will do for you. You know, in the end, it's all about our outlook. You see, whether we pray or not, our problems are going to be there. Whether we pray or not, there will always be for you, students, papers to write, tests to study for, games to practice for, Father Ryan nagging at you to come to youth group. For you parents, there will always be kids to be taken care of, houses to clean, dinners to cook, money to be earned. And for us priests, there'll be homilies to write. We can choose to go face these things, having the same attitude as the Pharisee of the gospel, pridefully and by ourselves. Or we can have the same attitude of the tax collector and see ourselves as cooperating with God so that we can live up to our greatest potential as God's children, despite our weaknesses. St. Paul put it best, and keep this in mind during the week. Make it your mantra when you feel too powerful or too lazy. St. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Amen.